should you invest in cryptocurrency? I'll give you my opinion next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Folks, you may very well be aware that I have a YouTube channel. It's free when you subscribe. It's called Three Dimensional Wealth. And I post almost on a daily basis an in-depth answer to a financial question that has been asked, 300 to 3,000 times a month for the last several months. And more and more people are asking questions about cryptocurrency. Should I invest in cryptocurrency? Well, let me give you my take. I've been a financial strategist and retirement planning specialist now for more than 47 and a half years. And the first thing I would say is don't invest or rely on cryptocurrency for a stable retirement income, okay? So let me give you my take on how and if you should consider investing in a cryptocurrency. Some of the most common currencies would be Bitcoin. And I was introduced to Bitcoin back when it was about a dollar. Yeah. And at first I thought, golly, is this a fad? Is this going to take hold? And I was at an Abundance 360 event down at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Beverly Hills. And Peter Diamandis had introduced this, and you could go around to these little ATM-type machines and buy Bitcoin. And a lot of us thought, is this really going to take hold? Well, yeah, you can always look back in hindsight and say, yeah, I should have picked up $1,000 worth of that. Yep, you can always look back and see things like that. There's Ethereum. And there are several different cryptocurrencies. Now, when you purchase any type of cryptocurrency, I need to make sure you're aware that technically speaking, there's really nothing backing that. So for some of you younger listeners, way back when I was young, a dollar bill was called a silver certificate. Meaning you could turn in your dollar bill. It was a silver certificate and exchange it for silver with the Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve Bank had to have silver, gold. They had to have bullion on hand to equal the amount of currency that the Federal Reserve printed. And they did away with that a long time ago and created what is called fiat currency. In other words, it was turned into a Federal Reserve note. And that just means, well, the government has a promissory note and they will redeem this for whatever the value of that is. But they don't have to have it backed with something that has intrinsic value like silver or gold. It's worth whatever people feel it's worth. And this is what cryptocurrency is. Cryptocurrency is worth what it is because people are willing to say, oh, okay, we believe that Bitcoin is worth $30,000 or $60,000. Now, the problem is because there is nothing backing it, it is extremely volatile, okay? So I have noticed recently Bitcoin, Ethereum, go up or down in value by as much as 50%. It's that volatile, meaning that if you really got rich quick and you bought Ethereum when it was low or Bitcoin and you now had $1 million, in less than 7 days, $1 million goes down to $500,000. It's cut in half. Now, come on, let's reason together. If you had money in the stock market and it was that volatile, And $1 million would drop down to 500,000, and then 500,000 would climb back up to a million. And that, would you want to rely on that kind of investment for retirement income? See, Bitcoin, Ethereum, cryptocurrency is not a good medium to rely on for predictable cash flow or income. That's not what it's about. It would be a highly speculative, volatile stock, and you would not be having your retirement funds in something like that if you really think about it. Now, if you want to play with your money, okay, if you have money that you can gamble with or play with, yeah, you know, a couple of years ago, I think we invested about $5,000 in Ethereum, and within a year or so, I mean, it went down to less than $2,000, and then it's been as high as $19,000 or $20,000, and I don't watch this on a daily basis by any means. And then all of a sudden, it's down to $9,000 or $10,000 and so forth, and so it's very volatile. If you like to play with things like that, just make sure, I would recommend you do it with money that, as they say, you could afford to lose, or you're not going to have to rely on that money being worth X amount in case of an emergency. So this would be money that you really don't care about, or you don't really have to have on hand in case of some emergency or need, okay? Especially for retirement income. So I would recommend, if you're interested in playing around with cryptocurrency, that you sort of use it or view it like a lot of our clients who invest in real estate. I have many clients who make a lot of money in real estate. Many of them will buy properties, fix them up, and flip them because they don't like to be landlords. Others, they do acquire several different homes, and now many of them have portfolios of 40 and 50 rental homes, and that's fine. Some use it with commercial properties and strip malls. Others, they don't even own real estate. They go out and they rent a three-bedroom apartment, and they get permission from the landlord to furnish it and put it out on Airbnb. And then they end up renting it out, and they have a cleaning service. They're renting the apartment from the landlord for $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month, but they turn around on Airbnb and they bring in double that, so they cover their cost. Does that make sense? And many of them have made as much as $50,000 to $100,000 a month, and they don't even own a single piece of real estate. But the savvy ones, they take their profits off the table and they park that money in my favorite vehicle, the Laser Fund. They're clients of ours. Why? Because the Laser Fund is an acronym that stands for Liquid Assets Safely Earning Returns. And the Laser Fund is not a get-rich-quick type of an investment. It's a long-term investment, but it's highly liquid. It has safety of principle. You don't lose when the markets go down. You may not make very much money, but you don't lose. And you earn predictable rates of return that average between 7 to 10%, but sometimes much higher than that. We've had clients lock in gains this very year of 61.33% on money in their Laser Funds that they linked in February, March of 2020 when the market tanked. And then a year later, they had gains. They were credited 61.33%. We have a client that had over $800,000 a year ago. They linked and they ended up with over $1.3 million a year later in their max-funded indexed universal life insurance contract using the Laser Fund. So a lot of savvy real estate investors that are clients of the advisors that I point my students to, they take their profits off the table with their real estate investments and so forth, and they put it over in the Laser Fund where it's liquid, safe, and earning predictable rates of return. And then they may use some of that money here or there to tie up a piece of property with an earnest money agreement or whatever. And then they finance the property, and then they fix it up and they flip it, and then they put the money back into the Laser Fund. It's a working capital account. I would recommend if you play with cryptocurrency and you're trying to time it and you make a lot of money, you cash in, you take your profit and you keep peeling it off and put it in an instrument like the Laser Fund, that you can use for predictable safe rates of return for retirement so that every $1 million can generate $70,000, $80,000. We have people pulling out 10% payouts, $100,000 a year out of a $1 million nest egg without depleting principal. But folks, my honest opinion, I'm Christian, and in reading and studying the New Testament, specifically the last chapter, the book of Revelation, if you read the last 5 or 6 chapters, especially chapter 18, I think at some point it's all going to evaporate in about one day anyway. So when we teach our educational webinars, I like to show people the investments that would be the last domino to fall if we had a total monetary collapse. We're teaching an educational webinar this coming Wednesday. It's free. If you'd like to join us, we will start the webinar at 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Central. We're going to teach for about 90 minutes how to diversify and create the foundation for a tax-free retirement. And then we're going to follow that up with about 30 minutes of live Q&A. Just for registering for this free webinar, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a copy of our most recent best-selling book, The Laser Fund, the instrument that I talked about. And when you attend the webinar, you'll have the chance to receive a 5.5-hour online course, Retire by Design. But call now, register at 1-888-76-RADIO. Call 1-888-767-2346. That's 1-888-767-2346. 1-888-767-2346. 1-888-767-2346.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Hi, Doug Andrew here. I've been blessed to have many books that I've written become bestsellers, but my most recent book, The Laser Fund, I'm most excited about. I would love for you to have a copy of this book because it teaches how to diversify and create the foundation for a tax-free retirement. I have spent years, in fact, it is over 45 years of experience helping people optimize financial assets, minimize unnecessary tax, and empower their true or authentic wealth. This book is so unique because it's actually two books in one. There's over 200 pages from a left brain approach. If you're the kind of person that loves to learn by reading and getting numbers and charts and graphs, there's over 200 pages of illustrations explaining why the laser fund can be the best solution for all kinds of financial objectives, from college funding to retirement to emergency funds, working capital for business or personal or real estate. And if you're more a right-brain person, you aren't really into numbers, you learn by stories, you flip this book over and you read it the other direction. It's over 100 pages that contains like 62 chicken soup for the financial soul stories, actual clients, examples. We change their names to protect their privacy, but you will learn by reading the stories and examples of how people have empowered themselves financially by using the laser fund. So join me for a free educational webinar that I'm going to teach this coming Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. You'll have the opportunity to get a copy of the Laser Fund book for free. I'll pay for the book. You simply pay $5.95 shipping and handling. Call to register at 1-888-767-2346. Call 1-888-767-2346.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Create your own economic stimulus because big government can't. Folks, welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. Recently, I was filming a YouTube video and I was telling the viewers to perform their own CPR, okay, instead of relying on the government to save them or bail them out or provide money for retirement or health care and all this kind of stuff. It's taking ownership for your own future. Now, what I'm going to talk about in this segment is how to create your own economic stimulus. instead of relying on government, because what we've been seeing is sort of a repeat, a deja vu, so to speak, of some of the stimulus packages that were passed in 2007, 2008, because that was the second time in a decade that people lost up to 40% or more, actually, in the value of their IRAs and 401ks invested in the market. As many of you may be aware, after the 9/11 terrorist attacks on September 11th of 2001, the market went down, down, down for 3 years, a 40% drop. A lot of people who saved, let's say, $1 million in their retirement nest egg by the turn of the century and were planning on retiring, they had to put off retirement 7 years. They felt like they had lost their future, so to speak. They saw that $1 million dwindle down to $600,000. And it took 4 years from 2003 to 2007 to make back what they lost. Now, a lot of the people that followed what I recommended for years, I call it the laser fund, max funded indexed universal life insurance contracts, they earned 7.23% average during that lost decade, meaning $1 million would have doubled to $2 million over that 10-year period. Most Americans, they barely got back to break even in 2007. And what happened in 2008? The mortgage meltdown. As Warren Buffett put it, he said, when the tide went out, it revealed who was swimming naked, meaning a lot of people were not protected from that market volatility. And they saw their nest egg go down to 600,000 again in this example. It took 4 more years until 2012 to come back to break even again. And there are many people using indexing with indexed universal life insurance contracts, what I call the laser fund, that had not only doubled but even tripled their money during that time period. They did not lose. They were almost cheering in 2008 when the market was going down, down, down. And in the first 90 days of 2009, many of them locked in gains of 16% tax-free after not losing a penny. Okay, now that's indexing. And so I really want you to understand how to create your own economic stimulus because when the government tries to spend their way out of problems like the pandemic or out of the recession in 2008, we could just go deeper and deeper in debt. The government has already spent double what they bring in revenue already, and now they're talking about another $6 trillion with infrastructure, which a very small percent actually goes to roads and bridges and actual infrastructure under its definition for decades, and they're trying to change the definition of infrastructure. And so we are looking at a government that now is spending a triple, maybe even quadruple. Let me just ask you, if you were making $100,000 a year and you kept spending $300,000 to $400,000 a year, how long can you keep doing that? Well, see, the government only has two choices. They have to either print money, which causes inflation, and if they don't have backing for that, like gold or silver, as I mentioned in the previous segment, it's just fiat currency. And the government just prints money, but that causes inflation, right? And we see inflation not only at the gas pump, but now with food and beef and lumber and cement and real estate. And so get ready. You better put on your seatbelt because the real rate of inflation is over 11%, even though they report the CPI went from 3 up to 4.2%, because the government has changed the way they report inflation. They did this years ago so they wouldn't have to pay Social Security benefits at the consumer price index increase, where they used to compare apples to apples, a basket of goods, year to year. They changed it so they could compare the price of filet mignon steak to hamburger the next year because it's still red meat. And so the actual rate of inflation is about triple what the government is reporting. The real message here is this, and maybe this will give you a little bit of insight. See, that back when Gutenberg invented the printing press in the 1450s, and he subsequently printed the Bible, ordinary people up until that point did not have access to the Bible's words. They were dependent on hearing someone else read and interpret Scripture. which in a religion-dominated society affected everything from personal to business affairs. So when the Bible was distributed to more and more people, it gave rise to alternative ways of thinking, both spiritually and secularly. And waves of new religious movements spread in Europe especially, leading to new economic movements as well. So, for example, prior to the Bible's distribution, there were 120 holy days, during which people were prohibited from working. After the Bible's distribution, merchants found scriptural basis to lobby for limiting holy days and pushing for a Sabbath day only respite from work. And so businesses could become more productive and economies were stimulated and so forth. And so we see this with governmental manipulations of economy. The effects are evident in North Korea, for example. It pales in comparison to South Korea. People are living in poverty in North Korea, a dearth of human rights north of the 38th parallel. But to the South, people are thriving in a market-driven economy. So I've always said we need to have separation of state from the economy, just like they had separation of church and state. Because every time the state or the government tries to mess around with the economy, things get out of control, and now they are spending. Artificial stimuli is being applied, and we are headed for another recession. Mark my word, unemployment's going to go up because corporate taxes are being increased by 33% more than corporations have had to pay at a 21% rate. Up to a 28% rate. That's a 33% increase. They're going to have to lay off people. They're increasing the price of goods and services. We are headed for trouble. Create your own economic stimulus. Don't rely on the government to bail you out or to say, oh, we're going to help out the little guy, when the little guy gets a raise to $15 an hour and it's all gobbled up at the gas pump and trying to buy a hamburger because the price of beef went through the roof. Does this make sense? So I said at the beginning, perform your own CPR. I'm not talking about your heart. I'm talking about creative, proactive recovery. See, oftentimes government is like chugging on a Red Bull energy drink. They get a temporary high. They get energized. The economy gets an artificial stimulus from like chugging on an energy drink. Then what happens after about 3 hours? Unless you use the five-hour one, okay? You go into a crash, and you feel worse than you did in the beginning because you got this temporary artificial feeling of energy in the economy, and then it's followed by a crash, and you feel worse than ever. Mark my word, that's what's going to happen. You need to perform your own CPR, creative, proactive recovery. And that's why I'm so passionate about educating people like you so that you can take ownership of your own future. Don't rely on Social Security. Social Security should be a bonus, not the basis of your retirement income. This is why the government has come out with qualified plans like IRAs and 401ks and the like. They're qualified with the government because they want to have a piece of that when you retire. They're going to tax you. With a Roth, they're going to tax you on the contributions. I would rather accumulate my money tax-free, be able to access my money tax-free, just like a Roth, but have four additional benefits that Roths will never have. That's why I like what is called the rich person's Roth. I'm out of time in this segment, but if you want to learn about how to take ownership of your future, join us for an educational webinar. It's free. We're teaching it this coming Wednesday. We're going to start the webinar at 12 o'clock noon. That is Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Central. We're going to teach for about 90 minutes and then follow that up with about 30 minutes of live Q&A. Just for registering for this free webinar, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a copy of our most recent 300-page best-selling book, The Laser Fund, How to Diversify and Create the Foundation for a Tax-Free Retirement. When you attend the webinar, you'll have the chance to receive free a 5.5-hour online course, Retire by Design. But call now, register at 1-888-76-RADIO. Call 1-888-767-2334. 1-888-767-2346. That's 1-888-767-2346. 1-888-767-2346. 1-888-767-2346. 888-76-RADIO.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.